Good morning. It's May 7th, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. The looming shadow of a potential Israeli offensive on Rafah has cast a pall of uncertainty and fear over the region, with aid groups sounding the alarm on severe humanitarian repercussions. This development comes amid orders for tens of thousands of people in eastern Rafah to evacuate, raising the specter of high casualty rates in one of the most densely populated areas. The closure of the Rafah and Kerem Shalom crossings, the lifelines for aid into Gaza, has significantly hampered relief efforts, leading to dire warnings of an impending famine across the territory. The situation is further exacerbated by the inability of aid organizations to deliver essential supplies, compounded by the closures and a spike in the prices of basic goods, leaving the population in a precarious state. Amidst this crisis, the International Committee of the Red Cross and UNRWA have vowed to maintain their presence in Rafah, though they acknowledge the challenges an escalation could pose to their missions. The closure of the crossings has not only heightened fears of an invasion, but has also increased the reliance on a pier being constructed by the U.S. military, intended to augment the supply of aid into Gaza. Yet, the absence of a clear plan for the pier's operational rollout and distribution strategy adds another layer of complexity to an already volatile situation. Residents of Rafah find themselves caught in a maelstrom of challenges, facing multiple displacements, crumbling infrastructure, and a surge in infectious diseases. The humanitarian landscape in Rafah teeters on the brink, with each passing day bringing it closer to a potential catastrophe. As the international community watches with bated breath, the critical question remains: how will these compounding crises be addressed? And can a further escalation be averted? In a move that has captured international attention, Hamas has agreed to a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Israel, marking a potential pivot in the ongoing conflict in Gaza. This development comes amid a backdrop of heightened tensions and violence, offering a glimmer of hope for peace in the region. Hamas's proposal includes a significant pause in fighting, spanning several weeks, coupled with the release of several dozen hostages. A notable condition of this agreement is Hamas's commitment to cease hostile activity forever, should their terms be met. This announcement was met with celebrations in Gaza, signaling a strong desire for peace among its residents. Despite this overture for peace, Israel has rejected the proposed ceasefire and continues its military operations in the Gaza town of Rafah. This decision by Israel's war cabinet to press on with the assault, even in the face of a potential ceasefire, underscores the complexity and fragility of the situation. The objective appears to be to exert further pressure on Hamas, a strategy that raises questions about the future of the conflict and the prospects for a lasting peace. The involvement of international actors such as the United States, Qatar, and Egypt in reviewing the situation and working towards a ceasefire highlights the global concern and the diplomatic efforts underway to resolve the conflict. However, the continued operations in Rafah and the potential for an escalated offensive bring to the fore the risk of worsening the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and increasing civilian casualties. Public sentiment, as evidenced by demonstrations in Israeli cities, calls for the release of hostages held by Hamas. This aspect of the conflict illustrates the complex interplay of public sentiment, power dynamics, and humanitarian considerations that all parties must navigate as they seek a resolution to this enduring conflict. In a courtroom drama capturing national attention, former President Donald Trump stands trial in Manhattan, facing charges over falsifying business records linked to hush money payments ahead of the 2016 election. This case not only revisits past controversies, but also tests the boundaries of legal accountability for a former president. At the heart of the proceedings is Judge Juan Merchan, who has issued a stern gag order to Trump, cautioning that any breaches could lead to jail time. Despite this, Trump appears to be navigating the courtroom with a degree of deference not typically afforded to the average defendant, illustrating the unique nature of this trial. As the trial progresses, expected to extend for another 2 weeks, Trump has adeptly turned the legal scrutiny into a rallying cry. Leveraging a contempt ruling to his advantage, he's been actively fundraising, painting the criminal justice system as unfairly biased against him. This narrative not only fuels his campaign efforts, but also strikes a chord with his supporters, emphasizing the stakes of his potential conviction. The possibility of jail time for Trump is unprecedented in American history, presenting not just legal, but significant security considerations. Beyond the immediate implications for Trump and his circle, the trial underscores the crucial role of a free press in maintaining a well-informed electorate. With the 2024 election on the horizon, outlets like HuffPost are emphasizing the importance of independent journalism in covering such pivotal events, seeking public support to ensure comprehensive coverage. This trial, therefore, is not just about the past. It's a lens through which the future of American democracy and its values are being examined. In a move that has escalated tensions on the global stage, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered military drills involving tactical nuclear weapons. This unprecedented step is in direct response to what the Kremlin perceives as provocative statements and threats from Western officials, notably including comments from French President Macron and UK Foreign Secretary Cameron about the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. These drills are not only a response to these specific remarks, but also coincide with Russia's preparations to celebrate Victory Day, adding a layer of symbolism to the act. The announcement of these drills has been met with concern from the international community, particularly due to the explicit mention of potential strikes on British military facilities in Ukraine. This has raised alarms about the risks of nuclear escalation, with the United Nations calling for all parties to avoid actions that could lead to catastrophic consequences. The situation underscores the delicate balance of power and the heightened tensions between Russia and NATO, with the Kremlin's actions being interpreted as a stark warning to Ukraine's Western allies against further involvement in the conflict. Amidst this backdrop of escalating tensions, the detention of U.S. Staff Sergeant Gordon Black in Russia on charges of criminal misconduct adds another layer of complexity to the U.S.-Russia relationship. This arrest comes on the heels of previous detentions of Americans in Russia, including high-profile cases like corporate security executive Paul Whelan and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, both of whom the U.S. government has designated as wrongfully detained. The U.S. State Department is providing consular support to Black, whose arrest raises further questions about the treatment of Americans in Russia and the ongoing efforts by the U.S. government to secure their release. In a tragic turn of events, Brazil's Rio Grande do Sul is grappling with the aftermath of severe storms and rain that have unleashed catastrophic flooding across the region. This disaster has claimed 83 lives and left over 100 people missing, spotlighting the urgent need for aid and recovery efforts. The relentless weather has driven more than 19,000 individuals into shelters, with the number of homeless nearing 122,000. The financial toll of the destruction is staggering, with losses estimated to exceed $54 million. Amidst this crisis, a remarkable wave of solidarity and support has surged, with the local community and authorities mobilizing resources and donations, including an innovative approach of accepting Bitcoin to aid those in dire need. The situation remains dire, with critical shortages of basic necessities such as water, food, and medicine. Despite these challenges, the response has been swift, with the government of Rio Grande do Sul and approximately 1,000 firefighters spearheading rescue operations. The state has raised around $7.5 million in donations, reflecting a nationwide effort to support the victims. With the risk of continued flooding and heavy rains expected to persist, President Lula da Silva has committed to providing swift aid. The region has been declared a state of calamity, a move that is crucial for facilitating the delivery of assistance to the affected communities. As Brazil faces this crisis, the collective efforts to rebuild and recover highlight the resilience and unity in the face of adversity. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.